USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The federal deficit for the 2019 budget year has now surged to $984.4 billion, its highest point in 7 years, and is widely expected to top the $1 trillion mark in the coming years. The 26% surge from the 2018 deficit of $779 billion that the government reported reflected such factors as revenue loss from the 2017 tax cut and a budget deal that adds billions for spending in military and domestic programs. The Pentagon has awarded Microsoft a $10 billion cloud computing contract, snubbing the early frontrunner Amazon, whose participation drew criticism from the president. Bidding for the huge project known as the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure, or JEDI, pitted leading tech titans Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle, and IBM against one another. The giant contract has attracted more attention than most. Giant techs Oracle and IBM pushed back with their own bids, but also formally protested the bidding process last year. Oracle went as far as challenging the process in federal court, but lost. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The CDC reports an increase in the number of deaths and injuries associated with e-cigarette use. USA Radio's John Clements reports.
Dr. Ann Shookit of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention gives us the latest update.
CDC has received reports of 1,604 lung injury cases associated with the use of e-cigarette or vaping products. These injury reports come from 49 states, the District of Columbia, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. 34 deaths have been confirmed in 24 states.
This week's numbers reflect an increase of 125 cases of lung injuries associated with vaping. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The Trump administration is banning U.S. flights to all Cuban cities except Havana in the latest move to roll back the Obama-era easing of relations, according to officials. Supporters of the ban said it would starve the Havana government of cash and limit its ability to repress Cubans and support Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, whom the United States is trying to overthrow. Opponents said prohibiting flights would simply make it harder for Cuban Americans to visit their families outside the capital without making a significant impact on the Cuban government. State Department says flights would start being banned in December. Flights to Havana, which account for the greatest majority of United States flights to Cuba, will continue to remain legal. Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.